From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said on Twitter Wednesday that the nuclear threat from North Korea no longer exists. The tweet drew a lot of criticism. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Democrats are heaping scorn on President Trump's tweet that, quote, there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. Replying on Twitter, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, said, quote, North Korea is a real and present threat. So is a dangerously naive president. Providing a more gentle response was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker.
That's a great example of hyperbole. I don't think that's what's happened.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a new report Wednesday that the banned nerve agents sarin and chlorine were very likely used in an attack in northern Syria last year. The attack happened south of the city of Tamada in March 2017. The group also said chlorine was likely used as a weapon the next day at Tamada Hospital and in the surrounding area. The organization said its conclusions were based on witness testimony and sample analyses. The first monsoon of the season in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, has killed at least 12 people, including two Rohingya Muslims, and the government says it is moving fast to relocate tens of thousands of people. Legislators in the lower house of Argentina have prepared to vote on a landmark bill that would legalize abortion for up to 14 weeks of pregnancy amid nationwide protests on both sides. This is VOA News. UN and international aid agencies are warning that the assault on Yemen's main port of Hodeidah by Saudi-backed government forces threatens the lives of hundreds of thousands of people and puts millions more at risk of starvation and disease. It's the biggest offensive of the years-long war in the Arab world's poorest nation. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations estimates 22 million people need humanitarian aid. About 8 million face starvation, and outbreaks of diseases put many people at risk of death. The UN Children's Fund warns at least 300,000 children who live in the Hodeidah area are in imminent danger. In addition, it notes 11 million children throughout this war-torn country are in need of humanitarian aid. It says choking off the lifeline provided by the port of Hodeidah will have devastating consequences for every one of them. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is looking for new lawyers. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
A person familiar with the case says the attorneys who've represented Cohen since last year plan to step aside. Cohen's been represented by Stephen Ryan, a Washington lawyer who was brought on to help him prepare for congressional testimony about Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutors in New York have said publicly they're investigating Cohen for fraud in his business dealings. The person who reported the change in lawyers says Cohen has not talked with prosecutors about any plea bargain. Cohen has admitted he made the deal to buy the silence of porn star Stormy Daniels. Investigators in that case seized records from his home and office this spring. Warren Levinson, New York.
The U.S. Central Bank raised interest rates slightly Wednesday and signaled that rates are likely to go higher as the economy continues to strengthen. It says the labor market continues to improve, spending is rising, and inflation is rising closer to the modest 2% annual rate that experts say helps the economy grow predictably. North America will host the 2026 World Cup. FIFA voters overwhelmingly opted for the financial and logistical certainty of a United States-led bid over a risky proposal from Morocco. The World Cup is returning to the U.S. for the first time since 1994. And Twitter said Wednesday it will soon be easier for users to find content about major events. Users will receive notifications about breaking news stories based on their personal interests, the accounts they follow, or what they tweet about. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.